When announcing his changes, limiting Badger care to those below the poverty line, Governor Walker said he wanted it to be a temporary hand up, not a handout. Critics contend those with slightly higher incomes kicked off Badger care would not be able to afford the premiums and copays of private insurance. State figures show more than 62,000 people are now ineligible. Bobby Peterson is with ABC for Health. It helps people get insurance.
We don't know if they migrated over to the health care marketplace. The state characterized it as folks transitioning. It's a little more difficult than transitioning. It's like walking through a corn maze trying to figure out your way to coverage.
A special exemption to the marketplace deadline allows those kicked off Badger care to sign up for private coverage through the end of May. Department of Health Services spokeswoman Claire Smith says the agency sent a final reminder in mid-April to those no longer eligible.
Reminding them of their health care coverage options and really encouraging them to purchase private health insurance through the marketplace.
Smith says the state's working with federal officials to determine how many people no longer eligible for Badger care actually obtain private coverage on the marketplace. The state originally estimated the number of people kicked off Badger care would roughly equal those added to the program. However, as it stands now, more people got Badger care than lost it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.